The endless slaughter of the conflict in Syria is a top concern for Pope Benedict, who reiterated his appeal for an urgent ceasefire there during his address on Monday to diplomats accredited to the Holy See.
Je renouvelle mon appel afin que les armes soient déposées.
I renew my appeal for a ceasefire, the Pope said, and for the inauguration as quickly as possible of a constructive dialogue aimed at putting an end to a conflict which will know no victors but only vanquished if it continues, leaving behind it nothing but a field of ruins. The brutal war in Syria has displaced more than 1 million people, many of whom have fled to neighbouring countries such as Jordan. Among the NGOs caring for the refugees is the Church's international humanitarian umbrella organisation, Caritas Internationalis. The programme manager of Caritas Jordan is Omar Obawi, who spoke to Vatican Radio's Veronica Scarsbrick.
Who are these refugees? They're all fleeing from war, obviously, from a dire situation. Are they mainly men, women, families, or a bit of everything?
60% they are female and children. And when we ask them, where's your husband or your brother or your father, they stay in Syria, or I don't know, the answer said, because some of them, they joined other groups, and some of them, they prefer to stay as a guard to protect their properties, or they are killed.
So the people who arrive here, these refugees, are traumatized by war. They've suffered trauma.
Yeah.
How do you deal with that kind of... Because obviously they need food, they need water, they need shelter, but they also need psychological care.
Of course, they are fully traumatized. They are feeling insecure. And our main activities targeting the Syrians, it's the home intervention and home visits.
What are some of the issues that these refugees have to face? You mentioned early marriages, sexual harassment, child labour. How does that fit in?
Unfortunately, this is what happens when the refugees come to live in the other country and they are in limited resources, lack of money, looking for work, looking for something to live. So one of these steps, they are forcing their daughters to marry Jordanian guy, because the Syrian guy say, us without food, without anything, and I'm afraid about her, and I'm afraid about what the situation will bring to her. The parent, they are forcing for the early marriage. Now it's like a common bad issue in Jordan. On the other hand, the child labor, the Syrians not prefer to send their children to schools because of difficult integration, and because of the school is crowded, but it is not the main reasons. The main reason is they are asking their children to be child earners.
Breadwinners.
Yes. In the streets, between the cars, to bring money every day.
What are some of the issues that these refugees have to face? You mentioned early marriages, sexual harassment, child labor. How does that fit in?
Unfortunately, this is what happens when the refugees come to live in the other country and they are in limited resources, lack of money, looking for work, looking for something to live. So one of these steps, they are forcing their daughters to marry Jordanian guy, because the Syrian guy say, us without food, without anything, and I'm afraid about her, and I'm afraid about what the situation will bring to her. The parent, they are forcing for the early marriage. Now it's like a common bad issue in Jordan. On the other hand, the child labor, the Syrians not prefer to send their children to schools because of difficult integration, and because of the school is crowded, but it is not the main reasons. The main reason is they are asking their children to be child earners.
Breadwinners.
Yes. In the streets, between the cars, to bring money every day. And the scenario for the refugees to come, to increase more and more, and till April they are saying about 500,000, from 400,000 to 500,000. And in last week, in just last week, 7,000 Syrian refugees entered Jordan. And in one day, around 1,700 refugees in one day. So it's like a high number of running and escaping from the conflict.